This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The Score! It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You know, we spent the first hour of our show talking about the Bears, the story about Caleb Williams, the book that's coming out that we're all going to buy in September. Yeah, that's right. American Kings, a biography of the quarterback. Seth Wickersham's article, our second day takes on it.
Why can't I just go to the library and use my public library?
You can do that too.
Okay.
I love the library.
The Libby app as well. I love the Libby app.
Yes, yes. And the city of Chicago does have a great way to check out books online. So do that. But the point is, these are your options for the book in September that I am going to consume. In the meantime, we're going to marinate on what we read because that news came out as the show was happening yesterday. Then we talked to Mark Grody. Then we talked to Ryan McGuffey. We continue with the Crosstown Talk on 5 on It.
Would a White Sox series win over the Cubs be a bigger indication of the Sox's progress or the Cubs' regression this season?
I think it would be a bigger sign of the White Sox progress, considering they set the major league record for most losses in a season, and now they are distancing themselves from the Colorado Rockies with every win. If they get a series win, that would be 3 series wins in a row. Uh-huh. Meanwhile, for the Cubs, if you lose, you could say, okay, we're just not playing that well right this second. Ian Happ allegedly coming back on Tuesday. Matt Shaw could be back around the corner, and their offense could be full go within a week.
The White Sox offense could be full go.
No, the Cubs offense could be full go. The Cubs offense has not been full go, but it could be back to full go.
It could be back to a more fuller edition of the go. It really, I think, would speak more to the White Sox progress than anything regarding the Cubs. They're still sitting pretty right now in the NL Central, which is my main priority. However, these are the series that, A, with the Marlins, you're supposed to sweep. B, with the White Sox, you're supposed to take 2 out of 3. I don't care what the hell's happening with the weather. It could be raining mud for all I care, and you should still be a team that wins this type of game because it's a playoff team. But here's what we're forgetting, people. The White Sox are now on a mission from God.
Oh, the Pope.
Yes. The thing that we can't quantify. If there was ever a time to have faith, this is the time. And I'm not just saying that because of obvious reasons. It just makes sense. Grace is free-flowing. And maybe there is something to all of this. We'll find out this weekend, and I'm excited about that piece of this. And already people are dressed up like the Pope at Wrigley. I'm already getting reports. I don't know how many there's going to be, but this is going to add something to the mix of this.
And if the Sox want to share some of that grace from the Pope with maybe, I don't know, the Bulls, the Blackhawks who still need a coach, and the Bears, feel free to do that. It's the Sky, too, because they're starting their season. Share it with everybody.
Yeah, the home opener's on the Score with me next week. Kylan Mills on play-by-play and Alyssa Bergamini on pre and post.
The Fire, the Stars, just share it with everyone.
There's a lot of teams that could use a little help.
5 on it. Who will be the most impactful rookie in this weekend's Cubs-White Sox series?
Oh, we are going to ask this question after all. Okay, I'm going to say it. I think it might be today's starter for the Whites, or for the Cubs, rather. I think it might indeed be Cade Horton. If Cade Horton is this gamer that we think he is, then it's going to happen today. This is the most important start for him. Crosstown at home, his first start at Wrigley, and you get the weather. Let's go, Cade Horton. Show him what's up and stay up in the big leagues. Go shove.
I'm going to go in a different direction. I think this is all about the bullpen. Both these bullpens have been questionable at best. It's Porter Hodge.
Is he still a rookie, technically?
43 innings pitched last year. Keeps him under the cap to be rookie of the year eligible.
Clever.
I'm a clever guy.
Clever.
Occasionally. So, yeah, Porter Hodge, it's going to be incumbent upon him. I can't foresee the Cubs, because of the White Sox, at least starting pitching, being in a position where they won't need a closer if they have the lead. So I'm going to put it on Porter Hodge. Your last two outings were very different. So show me something.
I like it.
Given what we now know about the Bears, including yesterday's reporting from ESPN's Seth Wickersham, was last year's hiring of offensive coordinator Shane Waldron worse than the hiring of head coach Matt Eberflus in 2022?
Well, yes, because the Bears wanted defense and they still prioritized it. And they did that thing, you know, the thing where you couple with the opposite person that you were with before. So since Matt Nagy was a offensive head coach, they end up going defense with Matt Eberflus. Don't look at me like that. You know it's true.
No, just that notion that you go for the opposite and most relationships and whatever.
That doesn't work either, because you're only making a decision based on your previous failure.
Mm.
Yeah, that's where your values come in, your priorities, if you will. So that was the issue, I think, with Matt Eberflus. But here's the thing. He successfully commandeered that defense. Like, I don't think there's an argument against that. So I don't consider that the bigger sin here. I think it was hiring Shane Waldron, because your quarterback, who didn't want to come here, knew that it wasn't going to work from the beginning, and you told him you were drafting him no matter what. So what does that mean? You doubled down on it. Therefore, worse decision.
And this is why, kids, forced marriage is not good. Arranged marriages tend to be a little tricky. Now, if you're subscribed to the arranged marriage,
making decisions based on your past decision by choosing the opposite, that is also not a good idea.
I'll say this. I think the Shane Waldron hire was worse, but I'd also like to do this whole butterfly effect thing where we say Shane Waldron needed to be hired. He needed to be bad. They needed to lose 10 games just so that they could be in need of a new head coach in Ben Johnson, who was ready to take on that role after saying he would not leave his team the year prior for, I believe it was Washington that wanted him along with Dan Quinn. Those were like finalists, and he withdrew consideration. Also, if Matt Eberflus doesn't hire Shane Waldron, maybe he hires Cliff Kingsbury and maybe things are better, and then we're still stuck with Matt Eberflus because they go 7-10 or 8-9 or even 9-8. There's a lot of things. I think everything
happened.
But then
Caleb Williams is better, and then maybe we're happier about it all.
But is Matt Eberflus still running the team is, I guess, my bigger question in that.
But if it makes sense at the same time, and this is why you don't go down this road, because the next thing you know, you're going to have a football team that doesn't even exist in college football beating Alabama. That's usually how this happens.
Oh, yeah. I can see how the different wrinkles here alter the road altogether of where you thought you were going and where you actually end up. And then you ask, how did we get here? And then you go back and look at all the little decisions that led you to the point you are at right now. Bottom line, everything happens the way it's supposed to. The Bears and their fan base are just hoping this is the break that finally gets them into a winning season and a potential Super Bowl contender.
I don't know that everything happens the way it's supposed to. I do know that they responded correctly, and that is the biggest and most important thing. It's how you respond to things.
For
things
once
are going to happen. Do they happen for a reason? I don't know. Be the reason.
For once, things responded correctly.
Be like, I am the reason. I am Queens Boulevard.
Okay.
Do you know that reference?
Don't know that reference either.
Entourage.
Oh, yeah, show. I do know that reference. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, a lot of our things are. Do you know how old this song is? Older than Entourage.
Is it?
Yes.
Vinny Chase is timeless. Next question.
Johnny Drama is timeless.
Why does Soldier Field suck?
Well, we didn't ask this question, so why is this question being asked, Robbie?
So here's the story. Yesterday, I went to go see Beyonce. I mean, incredible show, by the way. Very cool. I did it in the middle of a tornado watch, which I don't recommend as well. But this was the second time I've ever been to Soldier Field. The show, watching it, was incredible. My seat was great. You could see the show very clearly. But leaving the show, let me tell you, I've never had more difficulty in anything, ever, leaving the show. It was impossible to get out. The show also ended at 1 a.m., by the way, because the show got delayed because of the weather. Getting out, left the stadium at 1 o'clock, got home at 2:40 in the morning.
What neighborhood was that you were getting to?
I was going to Hyde Park.
So you're cranky.
I'm not cranky, but it's just like nothing works. Getting to a bathroom in the 400 level is impossible. I don't know how anyone does it. It's such a bad stadium to navigate around. And this is not me slandering the Bears, but this stadium is a nightmare to get out of. It absolutely sucked.
Well, good news for you. We still, as the taxpayers of Cook County, owe more than $500 billion on the renovations that happened 20 years ago. Does that make you feel better?
No, not at all. I mean, like, if you were claustrophobic or if you hate big crowds, you would have had, like, 20 panic attacks. What was happening yesterday?
Huh. Interesting. I never have these problems because, well, I just walk home from Soldier Field because I live in Printers Row.
Me too. I don't live in Printers Row, but I like walking.
Yeah, you like that healthy walk.
I do. I love to walk. I did it yesterday. I just walked around town. It was great.
Layla and I went to a Bulls game and we just walked.
Yeah, we met awesome. At a center point to us and then walked to the Bulls game and then walked back.
Yeah.
Well, because of the weather yesterday, the show got pushed back. It was supposed to end around like 11, but ended at 1 a.m. So all of the public transportation was done. So the entire city and all the Beyonce fans with all their cowboy hats just had nothing to do and everyone was paying $80 for an Uber.
Sounds like you were cranky.
I see a nap in Robbie Triano's future.
Oh, I do too.
That's happening. But like the show was great. And as soon as it ended, we were all like, oh God, how are we getting home? Just the fun immediately ended.
See, and like CTA, for example, they have the Madison Express bus, the 20 for United Center. And it's awesome because they run them all the time and they're all lined up and you just get told what bus to go to and then it goes.
Yeah, different after a Bulls game than a Beyonce
but
concert.
Do you guys like Soldier Field? Like
they have them for concerts too.
Like I enjoy watching the game there. Like I've seen a Bears game there. It was great to watch it, but navigating around absolutely sucks.
I have only gone as a fan a couple of times and it was 2019. And I had a really good time at Soldier Field. I like the experience a lot. And I say this having attended a lot of games at like Jerry World in Dallas. And that was tough because
you couldn't
Arlington,
see half the time.
You can't see. Not only that, but again, being vertically challenged, it's just hard sometimes to see around people. But like, it's just what you talked about with the ingress and egress. Kevin Warren did say he wants more bathrooms at the new stadium.
We'll build restrooms. We'll make this a place that people want to come and spend time.
Interesting that you say that.
They
Kevin
need more
Warren.
Bathrooms. I co-sign with that.
Well, guess what? We got a little bit of breaking news. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. And this breaking news was already kind of known. What's our next question?
That's right, Layla. According to new reporting by the Chicago Tribune this morning, the Bears are shifting their stadium focus to... Wait for it. Arlington Heights!
Whoa, I did not see that coming!
Wait, that's different from Arlington, Texas, right?
That's way different, Marshall Harris. Are you at all surprised by this development?
If I could feign a shock face, I would give it to you, but I can't even pretend like I'm shocked. I've said since day one, it doesn't make sense that you guys are talking about the riverfront and all this stuff when the last I checked, these sports teams that double as land-owning corporations and real estate development, that's the wave. Make money, catch the wave. The Bears are doing the wave.
Doing it, Wrigley. Do it today.
Don't do that because somebody might punch you because it could become volatile very quickly.
Wave and fight.
Marshall, I think you know this. It's going to happen regardless of the wave
that
or not. Somebody's getting punched.
Also, we all stood up and did the wave.
Except you, Marshall.
Yeah, you know why? Because I'm that person. My knee hurts sometimes.
Wait,
and
you don't do the wave?
I'm not going to be forced by peer pressure to do anything I don't want to do.
I sat in the 108 and they got so mad about me doing the wave, but I was like, I'm sorry, guys. I'm happy to be in the section. I love y'all, but I'm doing the wave, and I know you hate it, but that might be it. That's our disagreement.
Why is the wave so controversial? I just don't do it if you don't want to do it.
Don't talk to the 108 about this.
I will say, Marshall, I understand if your knee hurts, but you could still raise your arms, baby.
Yeah, it's all in the arms.
No, because usually if my team's losing, I'm doing this. I'm just folding. Yeah, okay, you guys got it.
Oh, my God.
The three-person wave.
That's like at the game where like you have that one group of people who's like 3, 2, 1, and they do it like 20 times because the people like 20 rows to the right won't cooperate.
It dies the way when the wave. Yeah. I do.
You're the reason the wave dies.
When I'm sitting in a ballpark, a stadium, whatever, and I see where they're trying to start the wave, and it, you know, the beginning, it always takes a few times, but then sometimes it just dies because you get to this one section, and they're like, we ain't about that life.
That's the 108. That's what they do.
Okay. I don't hate on the 108.
No, I don't either. But that's my point. Like, that's our one point of, well, our majorist point of contention. That's not about the Bears Stadium.
The Bears Stadium, I'm not surprised about at all. Since Arlington Heights was purchased, I was like, the most sense from a financial standpoint, and last I checked, finances...
rule everything around us?
Well, that's cash. Dollar bill, y'all. But what I'm saying is, once you knew that this is the most money-making possibility for the Bears, why would you not go out there and create an entire Bears world where when Robbie wants to go see Beyonce next time at a bigger venue in Arlington Heights with bathrooms, lots of bathrooms.
And a dome.
And a dome. He's good to go. Rain wouldn't have been an issue. There would have been sheltering in place. You would have been inside of a building that has a roof.
HOTTOGO, concerts will be good to go.
Anyway, I'm just saying, no one should be surprised by this announcement. It's long overdue. I expect to see shovels in the ground by the end of 2025, because that's what I was told.
If you listen to this show and have in its many forms over the years since this started, and perhaps also you watched the special we did on NBC5 about it, I have maintained consistency. Because I knew the whole damn time where they were building the stadium at the place where they spent all the money. They just didn't do the tax rate negotiation first. All of this had to create leverage so they could get a better property tax rate. That was the issue. Well, guess what has now become the more expensive thing? Construction cost. So at some point, once you got the favorable tax rate on that land where you say you're the largest landlord in Arlington Heights because it's 326 acres, you are going to have to build on it. Thank God decisions have been made, real ones. I understand what the Bears were trying to do. I totally get it. I totally got what Kevin Warren was trying to do.
Very romantic of him.
I never questioned that part of it, but it just wasn't going to happen. Congratulations. You now recognize years later that you have bought and spent hundreds of millions of dollars on a property, and now you get to do something with it because having it sit vacant is the worst financial thing.
Mm. Is that
the
last
question? I have nothing else, yes.
Is that the last question? Okay, well, this is the time where we give away stuff. Caller 6 to the Score contest line. That's 312-540-0670. We'll win a pair of tickets to see The Who Sunday, September 7th at the United Center. And if you don't win, if you're not caller number 6 and you don't get told that you are caller number 6, tickets also went on sale today. So you can just buy them the old-fashioned way, spend that money.
The text line is cracking me up.
What they got?
Well, for example, one of the points was, can't wait to see people dressed as the Pope drunk vomiting outside of Wrigley. And another one says, do you think a Pope will be punched today? Oh, no. Somebody dressed up as the Pope is going to have a bad day today on the north side. You know it's going to happen. It's just a matter of who. So I need you guys to take pictures.
Also, 5 on it. That song was released in 1995. I am old.
I told you, and you're like, oh, Entourage is so old. And I'm like, hi, remember Entourage that time?
So Entourage debuted in 2004.
Remember that time Time happened before Entourage?
It's tough, man. It's tough.
Coming up next, we get you ready for Crosstown. We'll give you the Cubs lineup. Maybe the Sox lineup is also out. That would be nice. Maybe Craig Council talked. Maybe Will Venable talked. We'll figure it all out as we get you ready next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America. Four.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
All right, so we have some news here. Farmer Pat, and I love our farmer listeners because you guys feed us, can confirm at least one Pope outfit seen outside Wrigley today. I need all the reports. I want you guys to report back on Monday with your totals from the weekend. We just need to know these things. We broadcast live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Rahimi and Harris getting you ready for Crosstown. We're also trolling Russ Dorsey on a separate text thread just because. It's that type of day as we get you ready for the games in the series.
Do we need to troll Mr. Apple TV baseball guy? Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. 100%.
It's because of the wave. He's the first person I thought of the anti-wave crew.
Oh, is he anti-wave?
Yeah, I believe he is.
It's not just that. It's also the fact that he eats an inordinate amount of protein per day, and it sounds expensive. He is very high class in his protein intake.
He insists his 107 grams of protein for breakfast this morning was only $15.
So. Also, Russ had a very important segment earlier this week, speaking of Crosstown and the things. So we want to talk to him about that segment coming up next week. In the meantime, let's give you some lineups, shall we? Would you like your Chicago Cubs lineup? Should I read it in Gene Honda voice?
Yeah, how about you do the Cubs, I'll do the Sox, and we can tell people
about
our dollar bet.
I'll try to do my best Jeremiah Paprocki. It's not going to go well. Your Chicago Cubs lineup. I can't do it.
That's pretty good. That was good.
He's so good, though. He's also fun to talk to.
Your Chicago Cubs.
I need to put a little more bass in your voice,
though. That's how it is, yeah.
Robbie, read the rest.
Gene is like a staccato. Gene is more like, your Chicago Cubs lineup. But you can't say it that way because Gene would never say Chicago Cubs lineup that happily. All right, yeah, Robbie, you get to do the honors with the lineup now because you had a better one.
You got to do it in the voice, though, man.
I got to find the lineup
now. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wait, what if I just say it and you repeat it? Wait, did you find it yet?
Marshall, you first.
Oh, this is such an organized show.
The Chicago Cubs lineup, leading off playing center field is Pete Crow Armstrong.
Leading off, center fielder Pete Crow Armstrong.
Oh, that is pretty good.
Batting second and playing right field is Kyle Tucker.
He got the rest. Go ahead.
In right field, Kyle Tucker.
Hey!
In left, Seiya Suzuki.
Woo!
First baseman, Michael Bush. At home, Carson Kelly.
I don't know if I'm doing a good job anymore.
You are, actually.
Wait,
this is
at
very
home?
Good.
Hold on. No, I got to stop.
Wait,
right
did
there.
You say at home?
You said at home.
I was saying behind the plate. I don't know. I'm trying to mix
behind
it up.
Behind the plate or at catcher, but not at
just
home.
Let
he's,
him go.
He's definitely
let
at
him
the ballpark.
At shortstop, Dansby Swanson.
Dansby.
Your designated hitter, Moises Ballesteros. There's no way I got that one right. At second base, Nico Horner. And at third, batting ninth, John Birdie.
Okay, not bad.
Yeah, you finished strong. That's
now we've
important.
Got to do something
right,
about the whole
going on my
of
tape.
Whoop, there it is, after home runs.
Yeah, he's at home. I just know Carson Kelly's at home. That's what I learned from that lineup.
Also, raise the roof ironically today, Nico Horner.
Also,
raise it ironically.
On the mound for the Cubs, Kate Horton.
Boomer!
6.75 ERA. But it was only one appearance. So, but he's 1-0. That's the important thing. Didn't make the start, and he's 1-0.
Somebody had better have yelled sooner.
All right. So the White Sox, the visiting team in this crosstown matchup, Chase Mydroth will lead off, and play shortstop.
Spicy.
Matt Theis will be at home. Did I get that right? At home?
I'll feel mine later today in the heat.
He's playing catcher. Batting third and playing center field is Luis Robert Jr. Batting cleanup and playing third base, Miguel Vargas. Batting fifth, playing right field, Joshua Palacios. Batting sixth, playing first base, Andrew Vaughn. Batting seventh.
Andrew Vaughn.
And DHing, Edgar Caro. Batting eighth, playing second base is Josh Rojas. And playing out in left field for the 1 billionth time this season is Brooks Baldwin. He's holding down the ninth spot.
Brooks Baldwin. Why is that the thing?
Oh,
why,
and on the mound,
why is it Gene Honda for me?
And on the mound with a 38-5 strikeout advantage over Cade Horton, Shane Smith.
Heck yeah. Crosstown is happening. Do we have enough time to play Craig Counsell because he talked before the game? Is he spicy? Is he just chill? What version are we getting?
Sarcastic?
We're getting a little chill, Craig, today.
Oh, it's Crosstown, Craig. What the heck? All right, fine.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're, you know, I mean, I think that's the goal, and we're continuing to monitor it and you know, watch his at bat and watch kind of some of the adjustments he's trying to make and certainly keep an eye on it.
You sure any of those?
I think he's working on things, and I think he's starting to get some results. Yeah, I think he's starting to swing the bat. Obviously, he had a nice night last night, so it's good.
Is this the sort of thing where you guys are going to want to, like, once he starts to get results, you're going to want to give him more time even beyond that in terms of, like, you know, they talk about letting prospects cook down there, but, I mean, making sure that he's – you're beyond certain that he's ready to come back here before he would come up.
I mean, beyond certain, I'm not beyond certain on anything. You know, we're not beyond, I mean, that's a pretty high standard. So, you know, you're trying to blend. Look, we're trying to win games, and we're trying to put the player in a good position to succeed. I don't think there's any certainty in any of that, you know, in any of that. You're trying to, you know, there's a time we're going to, you know, hopefully be able to say, yeah, it's time to give this a shot again. But for us to say, like, yeah, this is it, he's ready for sure. You know, that he's going to have a challenge again, and he's going to be challenged in the big leagues again, like every young player is.
Can we pause that for a second? So Craig Counsell's talking about Matt Shaw here. Does any of that sound confident to you?
It sounds very wait and see-ish.
Wait and see!
Like, he's going to be back, but I couldn't tell you when.
Wait and see!
It's like when my mom asked me, are you going to bring your grades up? And I was like, yeah, sure. Not that I'm going to do it this period, this report card. And I was like, by the end of the year, I mean, it's September now. I'm sure after that progress report where I'm getting a D, I'm going to bring my grades up. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because that doesn't sound like you at all.
I was not, quote unquote, applying myself is what I was told.
So you aged backwards and you got better grades as you got older?
I definitely got better grades as I got older. Yeah.
What are you? A reverse unicorn?
Yes.
Okay. More of Craig Counsell.
With Kate, is there anything you're interested in seeing from that first big league appearance to his first big league start today?
No, I mean, this is the same. He's got the same job. I would, you know, it's start appearance. I would really hesitate to use those two words. I mean, he's going to be asked to do the same job today. Just get hitters out, get as far into the game as you can, get as many outs as you can. That's what we're looking for.
Might be a question for Tommy, but do you address the wind with him? Do you, like, talk about it, or do you ignore it?
Yeah, I think it's really just attack the strike zone, kind of no matter what the batted ball looks like. That's what you have to keep doing. You have to keep attacking, and you can't change game plans. Go away from strengths. That's what I think gets you in the most trouble. So just sticking to strengths, sticking to attack, sticking to the game plan, how we get, you know, and if there's obviously some individual game plan on hitters, sticking to that, and not letting results kind of deter you from that.
Thank you.
people have heard a lot about his skill and seen his numbers. What about Cade from a personality standpoint? Do you think maybe makes him suited for success at this level?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's a really good competitor. He wants to be great. I think those are good attributes. I think he's been through some adversity, despite being this, you know, obviously a highly thought of prospect. He went through some big adversity last year, and I think that's a good thing. That's growth comes from those places. He's still new. He's still new at this job, at being a professional baseball player, right? And you have to realize that, and you have to acknowledge that, and that's in the long run, that's a good thing for us. I think there's a lot of room for growth left here, despite having a lot of success.
Cade Horton has room for growth. I'm sorry, it's really impossible.
He doesn't have room for fly balls, though, is what it sounds like, with the conditions. Wind blowing out straight to left, I guess. Yeah.
The over-under is 11, you say?
11 and a half.
11 and a half? Move that line, y'all.
You're taking the over?
Have to.
And you're giving me a dollar on Monday. I want a crisp dollar bill Monday.
I will accept your dollar happily.
Layla has the Cubs winning this series. I have the White Sox winning this series because sometimes it's fun to make dollar bets.
It is. Although we haven't kept track of them very well, have we?
I don't feel like we've made any bets besides the season-long over-under 46.5, you and I.
I still feel like I thought we had another one.
Not that I can remember.
We'll create something. It is your birth month, after all.
My birth month. Wow. Yeah.
It's Mars month.
I don't do the whole birthday month. I don't even do the birthday week. I barely do the birthday.
I know. That's why I'm messing with you about this right now.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be older, and that's fine.
Or you won't, because that's how you are, apparently.
You either get old or you die. What sounds more appealing to you? Famous line by my grandmother.
What a way to take the show out on this Crosstown Friday where it's 88 degrees. Enjoy the weekend. Like I said, if you want homework, go back now and read Kalen Kaler's article about Trace Armstrong and the Bears.
We had a bunch of guests too, right?
We had a bunch of guests. Thanks to Ryan McGuffey. Thanks to Mark Grody.
I guess we didn't have a bunch of guests. We had two guests.
They're pretty important to me. Thanks to Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Tyler Farringle. Tyler Butabara is also here, so shout out to him. Ray, and also Brandon Fryer, who had his jersey on. Our video team, Connor O'Donnell, Jenna Duddleston, and Matt Anaya. Cubs baseball next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.